This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for July 29, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
The July 29th sitting heard two former land bank branch managers, Violeta Constantino and Nanita Camposano, about high-value OVP and DepEd cash encashments. They described advance notice, verification, approvals, and cash release. Constantino said the encashment she discussed was not illegal, while Camposano distinguished unusual transactions from suspicious ones and declined to disclose STR information. Senator judges pressed both witnesses on banking practice, AMLA confidentiality, and those labels. The court ordered subpoenas for later prosecution witnesses and retained the original evidence sequence.
The court convened, recognized the presiding officer, and addressed the July 22nd journal before hearing an opening statement that the chair allowed subject to limits on factual and legal conclusions.
Violeta Constantino was sworn and testified about OVP cash encashments. After the parties limited stipulations, the court directed prosecutors to proceed without further testimony on the stipulated matters.
After Constantino's examination, the chair opened senator-judge interventions under a two-minute limit, followed by further rounds before the lunch recess.
The chair permitted De Lima's opening only under a direction to avoid conclusions of fact in law. After a defense objection invoking the earlier no-opening ruling, the chair stopped the statement and noted the continuing objection.
The chair treated the parties, stipulated facts, and check-related matters as admissions, allowing the prosecution to proceed without additional witness proof on those matters.
On AMLA confidentiality, the chair noted Pangilinan's manifestation and placed the cited bank officer confidentiality provision on the record. It did not adopt Pangilinan's position as a ruling in his favor.
Erwin Tolfo asked Constantino whether the OVP withdrawals were normal or unusual, and about the bank's response.
Bam Aquino asked Constantino about the origin of the funds, reporting, and the application of AMLA rules to government transactions.
Alan Peter Cayetano used a hypothetical to distinguish a transaction described as unusual from one necessarily illegal.
The prosecution said it was ready to present Article 1 witnesses concerning alleged confidential fund misuse, misappropriation, and irregular liquidation.
In its opening, the prosecution argued that confidential funds remain subject to accountability and characterized Article 1 as involving 612.5 million pesos through the OVP and DepEd. Those were prosecution claims, not court findings.
The prosecution presented Constantino and Camposano to describe the relevant land bank encashment processes, then requested subpoenas for additional witnesses for the following settings.
The defense objected that the opening statement went beyond proper evidentiary presentation and raised fair play concerns about statements heard, even if later struck from the record.
The defense stipulated only to limited foundational facts about checks, witness identification, signatures, and processing. It reserved substantive positions rather than conceding the allegations.
The defense put reservations concerning exhibit markings on the record and reserved its ability to present positions when necessary.
Constantino, a retired land bank employee and former Shaw Boulevard branch manager, testified about four OVP checks in cash while she was manager.
Constantino described advance OVP notice, a stated 125 million peso encashment, verification of the check and identification, and cash release to the stated payee. She said the bank had advice in its system and no cash delivery agreement.
Constantino invoked AMLA confidentiality rather than disclose reporting information. She said the encashment was not illegal, described its cash nature or size as unusual to her, and also said it was supported by advice and funding.
The record does not establish whether a suspicious transaction report was filed. Both bank witnesses invoked AMLA confidentiality when asked about reporting information.
The witnesses' descriptions of unusual transactions remained qualified. Unusual in their experience did not itself mean illegal or suspicious.
Camposano could not answer whether Land Bank later conducted an internal review because she had moved to another branch.
The episode page links every substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Verify consequential wording against those sources before publication.